And this is WHYY. In Philadelphia, I'm Carmen Russell-Sluchansky. USA Today has named Reading Terminal Market the number one public market in all of America. The historic Philly locale celebrated the victory with a visit from the mayor, free cookies, and a flash mob. WHYY's Julia Binswanger has more.
Reading Terminal Market was packed Wednesday afternoon. The sounds of spatulas clinked against stovetops. The smell of savory bites wafted through the air. Oh, and a new hot pink banner announced the market's number one status. Reading Terminal CEO Annie Allman believes the victory would not be possible without help from passionate Philadelphians.
Everyone loves the market. Our customers have a deep relationship with the Reading Terminal Market, and I think they showed it by taking the time to vote for us and get their friends to vote for us, and I think that's why we were able to celebrate today.
As part of the celebration, dancers dressed in Flyers, Eagles, and Phillies gear got up from the crowd and then got down to Justin Timberlake's Can't Stop the Feeling. For BillyPenn.com, I'm Julia Binswanger, WHYY News.
A new exhibition at the Weizmann Museum of American Jewish History highlights how Caribbean Jews helped win the Revolutionary War. The first salute is about St. Eustatius, a tiny island that played an outsized role in the Revolution. It was a major port through which Allies sent military supplies to the American Army. Curator Joss Perelman said the island was predominantly Jewish.
St. Eustatius is almost a fulcrum, because the Jews living on the island are connected to North America, they're connected to Europe through family and trade. What it gives us is the opportunity to actually bring people into the stories of Jews across the Atlantic world.
The first salute will be on view at the Weizmann until next April. A man is under arrest for what authorities are calling one of the largest drug busts in New Jersey history. Investigators say the massive seizures came after a lengthy narcotics investigation. You're listening to WHYY.